We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Again, thanks to James Lofton for joining us last segment to talk about Andre Reed, his former teammate going to the Hall of Fame. Think about that Super Bowl team. Unbelievable with Lofton and Reed, two receivers, the running back, the quarterback, the pass-rushing defensive end, the head coach from a Super Bowl competing team, and they're all in the Hall of Fame as of 10 days away. Well, not quite the Hall of Fame, but certainly today's NFL players pay very close attention to their rankings in NFL, Madden NFL. And Madden NFL 15 is coming out in just a couple of weeks. It's scheduled to be available August 26th on PlayStation 3 and 4, Xbox, and Xbox 360. Believe it or not, they have a guy who's a rating czar for Madden NFL. He's a content producer, and he joins us live on the line right now, Donnie Moore. Donnie, thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, how you doing, John? We're glad to be there.
Yeah, you caught our attention with your rating for Sammy Watkins, but before we get to that, tell us what a content producer, what a rating czar does at EA Sports.
Sure. For EA Sports, I've been here for about 15 years now, and over the last 5 years, I've basically been doing all of the player data for the Madden franchise. And as a result, sort of done some media go around here and there, and went on the Dan Patrick show one time, and he actually kind of basically said, you needed some sort of name. So he kind of coined this rating czar, and I loved it. I think it's cool. And actually the GM at our video game studio actually printed out business cards with that on it, and I mean, it's good for me.
Yeah. As the rating czar, do you actually assign the ratings, or is this more of like a quantifiable thing, and you sort of discuss the ratings and distribute them out there publicly?
No, absolutely. It's anything player data related, and obviously the ratings themselves, everything that drives the gameplay in the game, that's sort of the sort of fun part to talk about. And yes, I'm very much in charge of that. And we try to base it based on real world data. We try to use 40 yard dashes. We try to use vertical jumps for things like jump ratings. And then we also use a lot of different opinions from either scouts or different NFL pundits. So pretty much all of that, so we try to accumulate all of that thing into one sort of, data point. And that's what you see in the Madden NFL 15.
Madden NFL 15 is coming out August 26th, and content producer and ratings czar Donnie Moore joins us. So among the rookies, the top-rated rookies in Madden 15, you've got Jadeveon Clowney, you got Greg Robinson, you got Khalil Mack, you got Jake Matthews, and then the fifth-rated rookie is Sammy Watkins with a rating of 80. What does that 80 mean, Donnie?
Well, I mean, he's the number one skill position, offensive skill position guy from the draft. 80 is good. There's only, like you mentioned, there's only five guys that are even above 80 in terms of the 2014 rookie class. So 80 doesn't really sound good, right off the bat. Everybody wants to be 99 or, really, really rated high. But 80 is actually really good for a rookie. For Sammy, that means 93 speed, 95 acceleration, 95 agility. Those trifecta of physical numbers. Really, I mean, that's why you guys drafted Sammy Watkins and spent a first-round pick on him for next year. I mean, he brings some special attributes to the table.
Those numbers are based on a scale of 100, is that correct?
Yeah, 0 to 99.
0 to 99. So what does it mean when you say 93 speed? That's relative to the other receivers?
Yeah, I mean, we look at his combine time, which if I remember correctly was in the low 4.4s, and it sort of couple that with his game film and his game speed, quote-unquote, and that basically comes out with his number. That's where that 93 speed comes into effect. So, that puts him in the upper echelon of fast players in terms of both fast and how fast you accelerate to your top speed and agile. So he can go, east and west as, 95. That's really, really good.
And you're telling me there's some subjective analysis that goes into this, too. It's not just measurables.
Yeah, I mean, for things of like maybe awareness, route running, things of that nature, I'm using scouting reports. I'm using, I watch film, too, and I use about 10 to 15 different sources when I'm creating the NFL rookies each year, anything from Athlon to ESPN Insider to Roto-World to Pro Football Focus. All these sort of things kind of help me come up with a theme for a player, strengths and weaknesses. For Sammy Watkins, he had very few weaknesses. I mean, he's a 6'2", 210-pound receiver with great speed. He has great hands. He runs great routes. His awareness, obviously, he doesn't know the whole playbook yet. I think that's maybe the one thing why you don't see him in the 90s yet. But once you see him get a year of experience, I'd expect Sammy to be pushing the 90 overall mark.
Hey, Donnie, my sense is that players are acutely aware of what their rating is and interested in what their player rating is, right?
Oh, that's that's probably an understatement. yeah, there's players that have given me personal messages that probably we can't say on air as a result of their ratings. One guy basically refused to get his face scanned because we do a bunch of face scans to try to get everybody's unique head into the game. And this guy was basically, nah, you got my rating too low. No. He just said no. So, and I don't really want to say his name because I don't want to call him out. But it's just funny that, yeah, players – and it's not just their rating. A lot of time players will they'll be mad because I don't have their picture in the game because we got to, we didn't update it. We updated it late in the cycle. Or maybe the guy's college is real, real small, sort of fringe college, and we haven't quite added that to our database yet. He'll be nagging us about that. So, everybody loves to they're really very peculiar or particular about how they're represented in Madden.
And you have to stand by your ratings at least for a year, right, until you update the game the following year.
Well, no, see, well, that was probably how – that's how we did it back on the old days before we sort of had all these online technologies.
Okay.
Now, the beauty is, from week to week, I'm updating even the preseason. You're going to see preseason updates based on what's happening in the preseason. Ratings going up, ratings going down. Maybe a guy is wearing something different player equipment-wise. I'll be updating all that stuff all throughout the season, all the way through the Super Bowl. So we've been doing these weekly updates for the last, oh, gosh, probably since maybe Madden 2005, 4 or 5.
Okay.
And it's been really, really helpful to get everything right. And, I mean, that helps us get guys like Victor Cruz, who starts as an undrafted rookie. By the end of the season, he makes a Pro Bowl. He's an 89 overall when he started as, like, a 66.
Yeah. As the ratings are for EA Sports in Madden NFL 15 this year, Donnie, what do you think when a player, like, either really underperforms or outperforms his rating? What how do you assess that, and how does that make you feel?
To be honest, that's actually where I like to feel like that's where I'm doing my job. If a guy's underperforming, that means we need to probably make some rating adjustments if he's a really good player. So take, for instance, Peyton Manning. He's a 98-rated quarterback in the game, the top guy, tied with Aaron Rodgers. If he doesn't start performing like the typical Peyton Manning that we know, we need to start looking at that. We need to start looking at his accuracies. Is he performing? How is he performing against the rest of the league in 2014? And if he's not doing good, well, then we'll start to look a few points off of his, short, medium, or deep accuracy based on what the data is telling us.
We're live on the line with Donnie Moore. He is the rating czar and content producer for EA Sports Madden NFL 15, which comes out August 26th. Just some of the features before we let you go, Donnie, in this year's game. I guess you've made some tweaks on defense that give the players a little bit more control on what they can do defensively.
Yeah, we overhauled the defense. I think that's a big thing that actually the Bills fans will probably be pretty happy about, especially with that front four, which is is beastly if Marcel Darius gets in shape. I think he'll be fine. But we got new pass rush moves, so now you can take advantage of our Mario Williams, who's probably doing a lot more athletic spin type moves versus maybe a Darius who's powering through. New moves that you've never seen before. We get new defensive cameras, and there's a tackle cone, which guys like Kiko Alonso, if he wasn't hurt, he would be probably one of the better guys in the whole game with the new tackle cone feature.
What's that? What's tackle cone mean?
Well, tackle cone is basically something that allows you to – it's like a visual representation on the field when you're playing the game. Right as you're about to take the – tackle the ball carrier, you can see sort of like what angles to take and whether to take a big hit stick or whether to just kind of wrap up and do like a more conservative tackle.
Yeah, I can visualize that. There's something – a new feature this year called Player Sense 2.0, and I'm reading this. It said it improves player emotion, contextual awareness, head tracking, and more. Tell me what that's all about, Donnie.
Well, the player sense is just trying to make our players on the field a little bit more aware, try to make them as human-like as possible. We're programming these guys and everything's, it's an incremental process. We're trying to program these players to be smarter and smarter and act more lifelike. So this is an effort into that realm where they're recognizing what's going on the field, whether it be a celebration, whether it be a touchdown on the field. The offensive lineman will start to react and start to celebrate, even though, they didn't score the touchdown. It's things of that nature.
And one more thing, a new feature this year, War in the Trenches 2.0. What's that all about, Donnie?
The War in the Trenches is basic. Last year we brought in Clint Oldenburg, who's an ex NFL lineman. He actually works for us now, EA Sports, full time. He's a designer of video games, and he actually came in and rehauled the whole blocking system in Madden. This is sort of part 2.0 with it, which basically a lot of it focuses on the defensive side of it, where, like I mentioned before, now we have all these all new pass rush moves that you've really never seen in Madden that actually sort of highlight the pass rushes in the game. The JDV on Clownies, the guys like that are really beasts.
Hey, Donnie, I got to ask you this. About 10 years ago when he was the head coach of the Bills, Mike Mularkey talked about how he had a kind of a regular gig where he would go to EA Sports and help out with play design and play calling in the game. Do you still do that, solicit opinions from, you know, professional play callers?
Oh, absolutely. We bring NFL coaches in. We bring NFL coaches in all the time to actually we just brought Tom Morin, you know him from the Indianapolis Colts, Peyton Manning. Then he sat in for 2 days and just basically told us all about how Peyton Manning runs the offense and how, you know, everything they do sort of scouting quarterbacks and whatnot. So we get opportunities like that all of the time, and it's almost just gold for us when we're designing the games.
Well, Donnie, we appreciate you spending some time of the night to talk about it. A lot of people here are excited about Sammy Watkins, and I'm sure some are going to be excited about Sammy Watkins' ratings in NFL Madden NFL 15. Thanks for coming on the air with us.
Hey, anytime. If anything's happening with Buffalo Bills and Madden ratings, I'd love to come back on, John, and great stuff. Talk to you guys soon.
Okay, thanks. Donnie Moore, he is a content producer for Madden NFL 15. He is the rating czar. He comes up with the ratings for Madden NFL 15, and some of those have been released. Sammy Watkins of the Bills, the fifth highest rated rookie in this year's Madden game, and the number one skill position rookie in this year's Madden game, as far as rookies are concerned, with a rating of 80. Madden NFL 15 from EA Sports, it's going to be available on August 26th, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, Xbox, and Xbox 360. I know there's a lot of players out there who are into it, and as you can tell, Donnie Moore is into it as well, finding a way to mine his love for the NFL with gaming. So we thank him for joining us tonight to talk about that.